This recording, Vietnam 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke's Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt dressed, she ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so it made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to trot around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought as an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered at her. Her efforts were futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her up with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine being so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I'm from Vietnam, was born in Vietnam, and my town is in Saigon in the south. That's very small. The city itself is small, so everybody there the same. So there's no difference. Yeah, it's a city, one of the biggest cities in Vietnam, so it's a very populated area. It's an urban area. I started learning English from first grade in Vietnam, but not actually using it a lot until when I come here when I'm in sophomore years in high school. So that's where I began really to learn English. In sophomore year high school, during high school. What year? 2000, somewhere around that, or a little bit earlier, yeah. I always live here in California. The one in Fountain Valley High School. Sister, one younger brother. He's about, let's see, he's in high school right now. My brother had hamster. I don't know about that. He's hamster, so.